Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy Dusty and Frank bringing us back. Little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's the main website. And then for my books, The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. And then the new one, The Third Ingredient, five international awards already for that book. And it's available at The Third Ingredient with number three, thethirdingredient.com. And also both of them are on Amazon. Ramon Ray knows a little bit about book writing. He's the author of Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, also Technology Solutions for Growing Business. Those are two that I know of. He's probably written some others. He's got another one on the computer ready to be cranked out any minute and put into book form. We're looking forward to launching that on the show. Smart Hustle Magazine is his publication. He's a great entrepreneurial success story and thought leader. He's our good friend Ramon. Thanks again for being here. You just got back from an event, a Black Entrepreneurial Black Enterprise.
Black Enterprise. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do? Were you the MC?
You hosted? Yeah, they first called me Hype Man Jim, as you know, kind of what I do. And I said, you know, that sounds like a bad Eddie Murphy movie or something. I said, how about just host? So they had me 3 days open the event, bring people together and have
good
fun.
Good for them. I'm glad. Obviously, they picked the right man. So you, one of the guys, though, Byron Allen, you said you have a story about him.
Yeah, Byron Allen, again, I didn't know the name.
Tell us who he is.
Indeed, he bought the Weather Channel, and most of us have watched.
What's his background to be able to do that?
Well, so here's the essence of the story. So bottom line is he has a media company that puts a lot of shows on other networks that we all watch. His background, he's a comedian, and he's a billionaire. That's the essence, one of the many, you know, few billionaires that we kind of don't hear at the front of the cover of the news of the day, but behind the scenes. And one of the stories, Jim, you and I were talking about the power of hustle, and sometimes, mm-hmm. I think you said, and knocks on your gate. Bottom line, Jim, as he broke into comedy, he was too young to be in the area where comedy took place because people were drinking there. That's the essence of it. He was too young. They said, you can't come in the room yet until you go on stage. And the point, Jim, going back to hard work, this young man at the time would stand outside the bar, in the street, in the rain, in the cold, in the heat, month after month after month, until he has like 15 minutes, 20 minutes to do his comedy routine, and that's one of the ways he started. So my point being, this is a guy who today is a billionaire, but he literally had to stand outside in the elements to start breaking.
He was willing to do whatever it took.
Yeah, exactly. And when I heard that, Jim, it just reminded me that, again, so many people think what we're doing, Jim, you know, you and I, we've been entrepreneurs, we have growing businesses, that it's easy. But the start is not always easy. Rarely is for most of us.
No, and that's the thing. You know, when you look at people, I was giving a speech one time for a friend of mine, his business, and he was paying me. I didn't do it for free. He wanted to pay me, and I took it. And it wasn't a small, and it was a nice little check. And his son, who was in college, was watching me give this speech. And he asked his dad how much he paid me, and he told him. He said, that's what I want to do. And his son said, his dad said, son, do you have any idea how many years he had to work to be able to charge me that kind of for that speech? He said, you're a long way away from that. But in that kid's mind, I had just popped up on the stage and started talking.
Absolutely. And I think that, Jim, part of it is I think we hear the stories of, again, God bless Facebook and WeWork and all the other great, you know, companies that are around that we all use their products and services. Well, I'm talking to Jim Blasingame, Third Ingredient. Let me be careful that we all use their services. But point being, Jim, is that it takes time. And I think the media has given us this view that, you know, the exit and the venture capital and billion-dollar valuation just comes out of the thin air. But a lot of it also, as you know, Jim, is smoke and mirrors.
Well, that's exactly
the companies we hear.
That's exactly right. You know, it comes back to something that I've talked quite a bit about on the show, and that is how young entrepreneurs, and I say young meaning new, they're brand new, mm-hmm. so to speak. They don't necessarily be young. And I say to them, okay, what's your next step? And they say, well, I got to go get funding. And I say, well, how many customers do you have? Well, I don't have customers. I'm going to go get funding first. And I try to tell them, you know what, if you want, the best way to get funding is to have customers for two reasons. Number one, if the dogs will buy, will eat your dog food, investors will be attracted to that. Number one. Number two, the best funding comes from a customer.
Yeah.
But you have to hustle.
That's exactly right.
You have to hustle to get those customers, don't you?
And, Jim, I'm telling you, it's interesting you say that, going back to Mark Cuban, who was the speaker at this event. Mr. Earl Graves, who's the son of the founder of Black Enterprise Magazine, he said so many entrepreneurs come to him, same what you said, oh, I need money for my app. I need money to start my business. He said, stop saying that. You all don't need money. You need to make sales.
Right.
Sales cures all.
That's exactly right.
That's the bottom line.
Well, and I don't know what makes people think that they're so smart that they just walk up and say, I need your money, and you'll give it to them, you know. It's astonishing.
Well, they have the image, Jim, because yeah. The media gives us this lie that, oh, you have an app? It looks cool. It can flip pancakes and make syrup come
right,
out of them.
Right.
Here's a $100 million check.
Mm-hmm.
We read this stuff on the covers of all the magazines.
But that's like a less than 1% of all the startups out there. That's like less than a half of 1% of all the startups out there. I mean, it's minuscule compared to all the people who are starting viable and successful businesses out there, isn't it?
Yes. So how do we convince, Jim, these budding entrepreneurs, build a great product and get customers? Stop trying to build a pre-revenue company
right. And
use somebody else's money. Well, we're getting the word out right now. That's one way. But I wish more entrepreneurs would understand. Build a company that's built for customers, not for an investor, first
mm-hmm.
and foremost.
That's exactly right.
He's not going to give you a check until he sees you're making sales.
That's exactly right. That takes hustle. And those are the people that you can still be an investor. I mean, you can still get investment money in a business like that, even though, you know, you're not you didn't create the greatest app in the world. There's still plenty of investors out there for that kind of a business. SmartHustle.com, is that right?
Absolutely, Jim. SmartHustle.com or RamonRee.com. Pleasure to
meet
you.
There you go. Check it out, folks. And Ramon and I will be right back. We're going to continue to talk about hustle.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.